when the Botseya gives out Hamotzi, if he's makes Hamotzi and he's giving out pieces of challah or bread, so there's a din, you know, it's not so clear what the source is, what the Rambam source is, but the source is the Rambam, that the minhag is not to give it from hand to hand, unless the recipient, because that was the minhag when the recipient is an ovel, so they would hand it to the ovel in the hand based on a remez and psukim, so you don't want to make that gesture, someone who's not an ovel, it's a siman ra, so you put it down and the person picks it up. Okay. On Shabbos, even if it's an ovel that you're giving out the challah to, so that you wouldn't give it to the hand of an ovel because it would be considered an act of b'fahesya velos on Shabbos, so even to an ovel you would put it down and have him pick it up. Now there's there are people that throw the challah, which is l'chora wrong. You're not supposed to throw bread, even if it won't get spoiled from eating. Other foods, it's totally if it gets spoiled from eating. But bread has a certain chashiva that you're not supposed to throw bread. So you're not supposed to toss it. But there are people that do toss it. I saw it brought down that the Ksav Sofer used to toss it. And I know there's some people that toss it, some Rabbonim that toss it. And it seems that they compare it to the Mizbeach, because actually the Bosor, you can check with Arya Sonnenberg about this, it's probably somewhere in Maseches Tomid, that they tossed the Bosor onto the Mizbeach, because of the gap between the top of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So they had to toss it a bit. So based on that, they toss the challah. So the pasha says you shouldn't, I would say, unless you have a minig to toss it, then yesh lo al mi lismuch, I guess. Okay, I know some people toss it.